We'll call the meeting to order. This is the Utah State Tax Commission. It is 9 o'clock, October 23rd, 2014. Present are all commissioners, Commissioner Cragen, Chair Valentine, Commissioner Pirro, and Commissioner Dixon. First item on our agenda is a public comment period. Is there anyone in the public that wishes to address for up to 3 minutes a matter that is not related to a pending or reasonably imminent appeal? I see no members of the public wishing to make comments. We'll go on to the next item on the agenda. Next item on the agenda is approval of our meeting minutes of October 9th, 2014. Do I have a motion to approve?
This is Commissioner Dixon. I'll move that we approve the minutes of Thursday, October 9th, 2014.
Thank you, Commissioner. See no debate on the motion. I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Aye. Well, it passes unanimously. The minutes are approved. Next item on the agenda is consideration of an administrative rule. This is an action item. It's rule R884-24P-33, Personal Property Valuation Guides and Schedules. Commissioner Pirro, do you want to make a presentation on this?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the period of time where if there are comments, we would take them up.
Are there comments of this proposed rule from the members of the public?
The rule is R884-24P-33, Personal Property Valuation Guides and Schedules. We received comments on October 15th from a taxpayer that proposed amendments to this rule. The taxpayer's proposed amendments relate to a matter that was considered in a formal hearing before the commission in November 2013. The commission has not yet rendered a decision on this matter. On October 22nd, we received a follow-up from the taxpayer that, one, in its October 15th comments, it requested that its October 15th comments not be considered at this time, but rather be held in abeyance and considered for the January 1st, 2016 lead date after the commission has issued its decision from the November 2013 formal hearing, and two, prior to consideration of the proposed rule amendments by the commission at that time, input be sought from all interested parties. So there were comments submitted and comments asked to be placed in abeyance. And that was the only comment that we received.
Thank you, Commissioner. Any other further comment or discussion regarding this proposed rule?
I just note that it's our annual update of the personal property guidelines, so it's ready for the assessors to use for 2015.
Thank you for that observation. I was going to make the same if you had not. Do I have a motion now to approve the rule?
Excuse me, I have a question.
Please.
Mr. Chair, I don't know if it's to our property tax division chair or someone else from the property tax division, but are there any items in here that are any significant changes, anything that was surprising to the Property Tax Commission? Pretty standard changes. They all seem to, year to year, change by 1 or 2%. Just wondering if there was anything. You're going to have to come to the table,
Dennis,
though.
Let's come to the table so we can get you on the record. Start with your name, even though we know who you are.
Denny Lytle, Director of the Property Tax Division. Commissioner, no, there are no surprises this year. Kind of standard changes. Sometimes we're a little surprised on what's moving up in value and what's moving down, even just by a little bit. But things happen, the markets change.
Was there
like heavy trucks and trailers? Sometimes even slightly different than we would expect from the overall market, but there are no big changes and nothing that's too surprising.
Just to that question, were there any items, as you said, sometimes you're surprised about what's moving up and what's moving down. Were there any of those in there this year that you, as you were looking at the market and?
No, not really.
Not really? Okay. And can you just explain, just again really quickly, How do you get input? What do you do to develop this? What is your team looking at? How are they developing these percent changes?
For many of them, look at market information. And for all of them, it's market information that is used to change them. Specific market information for some, and some are just I forget the term. What is the term that we do for the index? Yeah, we just trend and index some of them using Marshall Swift.
Okay.
Cost indices.
And do you take input from any type of industry representatives or on anything at all about just, you talked about the trailers or long hauls or something like that. Do you talk to industry representatives about what they're seeing, people who sell them? I'm just wondering.
Over the years, we've had numerous and multiple discussions with different industry groups to get to where we are on the schedules. There is currently so little controversy about those that we don't do that as a matter of course.
Okay.
Just because there is no controversy, there are so few appeals that, well, they're almost unheard of.
Appeals on the personal property tax schedules?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. And when you say appeals on the personal property tax schedules, I'm just trying to understand that. You mean centrally assessed? You're saying locally assessed?
Yes.
Locally assessed? Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Danny. Any other questions from commissioners? I see none. Do I have a motion to approve the rule?
Mr. Chairman, I would like to make a motion to amend Rule R884-24P-33, Personal Property Valuation Guides and Schedules, to become effective January 1st, 2015.
Thank you. Motion's in the order. Now to the motion. Debate on the motion. See no debate on the motion. I'll place the motion. Those in favor of adopting the motion, as stated by Commissioner Pirro, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Rule that passes unanimously. The rule is adopted. Next item on the agenda is the Executive Director's Report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Barry Conover, Executive Director of Tax Commission. It's always good to be in these meetings. I see such smiling faces out there in the audience there. Even more smiling than I ever thought they would be. Anyway.
Especially with the legislative session coming up.
Exactly. We want to get our energy up. I just have a couple of things I just want to give you an update on. First of all, we will be completing all of our carpet laying in this new building. The new carpet will be completed by the end of this month, which is in a week. That includes all the conference rooms, the processing center. We'll be putting the stuff up the hallway. It'll all be done by the end of the month, which is probably about 2 weeks ahead of schedule. And a lot of that has to do with Tiffany Harms, who is kind of leading our physical facilities group and keeping the contractor on task, and also the employees, how cooperative they've been. And so I want to thank the employees of the agency for doing that. The second thing I want to update you on is that we'll be starting to do cable pulls for our voice over IP system. We'll be starting to probably start pulling cable from Americom starting the end of November, the 1st of December, and it will take probably about a month and a half to pull all the cable. We will also be taking a lot of cable out. We've got a lot of redundant cable in the system, in the building, that needs to be taken out. And with the new VoIP, it attaches to the phone, then to your PC, so we can do it all with one Cat 6 cable. So I wanted to let you folks know about that. I'll keep you posted on those issues. And then, as you know, we've installed new security cameras, and those are up and operational. We're now extending some more functionality into that for these types of rooms, conference rooms, hearing rooms, and that'll be starting up. I just signed that contract with DFCM yesterday, and so they'll just tag this one on with Wasatch Communication. So that should be done. within the next 2 months. So we should be doing good. Other than that, I just think we're almost got a new building, new paint, new carpet, new telephone system, which makes Commissioner Perreault very happy. When he came to work here, he went back to the 19th century. I'm not the 21st. This will bring him up to the 21st with VoIP. So he's going to be a very happy camper, and it's good to make Commissioner Perreault happy.
The difficulty would be, can you take his dial phone away from him?
No, that's something he's going to have to keep.
When I looked at my phone when I first walked into my office, I thought, oh, my God, there's only one step back, and that's to the rotaries.
Yeah. So thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you for the Executive Director's report.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman, I have a question.
Oh, yes, please. Commissioner Dixon.
Okay. Director, we have a lunch today, years of service lunch for employees. And it seems in the past we've gotten a list of the employees. Maybe we received it, but I'm not recalling it. But sometimes we've had years of service where an employee's been here for 40 years. Do we have any employees that are being honored today that are beyond the 30 years?
Oh, we do.
Okay.
In fact, we have one present with us today.
Oh, great.
In this wonderful room here. And he's smiling big.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Sandberg, our director of audit, is be given his 40 years. And we have one other employee, and I can't remember the name.
That's okay. I put you on the spot.
But I will get that to you.
So it's just fun to think about people having done so much public service over the years. And yeah. Well, congratulations, Mr. Craig Sandberg, Director of Auditing, 40 years. Appreciate
and I apologize. I should have brought this up. Commissioner Craig just handed me a note here and says, years of service luncheon. And I appreciated his tutoring and you bringing it up as well. So thank you.
Yeah.
Behind every successful executive director is at least four commissioners.
Well, it's always a fun lunch, so I look forward to it.
And it's good to have you folks there and to shake their hands and to be a part of that.
Thank you very much for the executive director's report. Next item on the agenda is commissioner's report. Do any commissioners have a report that they'd like to get? We'll start with Commissioner Dixon.
No.
Commissioner Pirro. Commissioner Cragen. Thank you. That item is completed then. Is there any pending or recently imminent litigation that would the commission would like to discuss at this time?
Mr. Chairman, yes, we do have an item that we need to discuss with council. However, the council is not available to meet with us until 10:30. So I'm prepared to make a motion for us to go into closed session and give the detail of the meeting place and time for the closed session, and then we can adjourn from there because we have no action to take on the discussion.
Thank you. That motion would be in order to be made at this time if there's no other business. Seeing no further business, I'll turn to Commissioner Cragen to make the motion.
Okay. I make a motion that the Tax Commission meet in closed session at 10:30 a.m. in the Commissioner's Deliberation Room so that we can visit with Council and Division staff about currently pending litigation. And that we adjourn from that meeting because we have no action to take today.
Thank you. Motion's in order. Debate on the motion. See none. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Well, that motion passes unanimously. That would complete our action at this time, and we'll reconvene in our closed session.